are you? Kind of cold, but we're all here. I know it feels good. Nice change. Thank you.
Keep. trust him, for he will rescue me from every trap. Thank you.
promise I have in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Come on. Thank you, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mike. You know, Mike mentioned to me in the week we were driving in the car, and he said that to me, and he said, could I say a few words on Sunday? And I said, sure, and we sure do love Mike Francine. And he got a call from a pastor in Honduras. It's the largest church in Honduras. They have 30,000 people, and he's been to Honduras how many times, Mike? 6 times, done 6 crusades in Honduras. And this pastor called and said, Mike, I want you to come back. And so he said, well, okay, but I want to bring my pastor, my friend Steve. So we're going to Honduras in April, end of April, right? And we're going to be doing a Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, 2 services, Sunday night, pastors' meetings, all kind of things. So I'm going to Honduras. Thank you, Mike. Are you ready for God's word today? Tell your neighbor, I'm ready. Tell your neighbor, well done for getting to church today. And you all know what I'm talking about. It's that time change Sunday, my least favorite Sunday of the year. But I've got a petition going to change the time change law. I think we should do away with it. What do you say? I say do away with it or change time on Mondays, or we switch it to Monday. But well done. You got here today. You lost an hour, but we're going to have a great time here today. Are you ready for God's word this morning? I want to say thank you to everyone who was so generous and for all the birthday greetings and cards and gifts last Sunday. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I felt very, very loved. So let's get into God's word today. Father, we thank you today. This is the day that you've made. And we rejoice, and we are glad in it, Father. We thank you that you are good, Lord. You are good always. The Lord, you are always good. And we thank you today for your goodness. We thank you for every good thing in our life. We know it's from you. Lord, I thank you for your word today, and I thank you for anointing me to speak your word today. And I thank you, Lord, for stirring us up in our heart, Father, to enter and to step into a higher dimension of worship and of praise for you in the name of Jesus. If you agree with that, say amen with me. Today I want to speak to you about the shout. And the scripture tells us in Psalm 47 in verse 1, it says, clap your hands, all you peoples, shout to God with a voice of triumph. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. And I like the Message translation. It says, shout God's songs at the top of your lungs. Do you know that's what God wants us when we come to church, is to give him praise at the top of our lungs? The Bible is full of accounts of supernatural things that took place when God's people lifted up a shout of praise. You see prison doors open. You see enemies become confused. You see huge walls come tumbling down, all because of a shout of praise. There's just something that happens when you are vocal, when you are expressive. It's demonstrating your faith, and it releases God's power in a greater way in your life when you begin to give God a shout of praise. Thank you. It's one thing to be quiet and reverent unto God, and we should have a reverence for the Lord and respect for the Lord. But let me tell you, there's times when being quiet is not enough. It's not enough to even just to pray or sing or quote scriptures. The shout is what pushes you into victory. The shout is what brings the walls down. When you give God a shout of praise, when you lift your voice and you say, Lord, I praise you today. I lift you up on high today. You are all powerful, Lord. You are good. Your mercy endures forever. Let me tell you, when God hears those shout of praise, he says to the angels, get busy, send healing, send favor, send deliverance, send supernatural breakthroughs. Amen. You know, maybe some of you are like I used to be. I used to be more quiet, and I used to be reserved. And when I first came into a church like this and saw people clapping hands and lifting up their hands, I mean, that wasn't normal. That wasn't natural. It's not natural for me to be expressive and exuberant, but, you know, I'm also naturally more reserved. But here's what I've learned, that if you want to go somewhere that you've never been, you've got to be willing to do something that you've never done before. You've got to be willing to give God that shout of praise. You want to see those walls come tumbling down. And I realize God hears us even if we just whisper. But when you let out a shout, not only are you announcing to God, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. But that shout also announces to the enemy that favor is coming. Breakthroughs are on their way. Supernatural opportunities, they are in my future. That shout announces, have you ever been to a ball game, like a sports game, and maybe you went to the bathroom or you went to the concession stand and you're standing in line to get your hot dog and your Coke, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd begin to shout. You know something good just happened, right? The sounds of cheering, it's declaring something to you. It's telling you something. You may not be able to see what happened, but the shout, it lets everybody know that a great victory has taken place. And let me tell you, it's the same in the unseen realm. When you shout unto God, we are announcing to the forces of darkness that a great victory is about to take place. Amen. They can't see what's happening. They don't know why we're shouting. All they know is somewhere God's opening a new door, somewhere a wall's coming down, somewhere finances are turning around, somebody's child's coming back home, somebody's health is being restored, somebody's getting that break that they've been needing. Let me tell you, shouts of joy, not only do they allow God to bring victory, but it announces to the enemy that we are going up, coming up to a higher level. There is a declarative power in a shout. There is declarative power in a shout of praise. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 149, verse 1, shout praises to the Lord And verse number 6 says, God's high and holy praises fill their mouths, for their shouted praises are their weapons of war. The Bible says that your shouted praises is a weapon that God has given you. It's a weapon of war. It says in verse 7, these warring weapons will bring vengeance on every opposing force and every resistant power. And in fact, the Message Bible says it like this. It says, shout the high praises of God, a portent of vengeance on the God-defying nations, a signal that punishment is coming. You see, when you give up that shout, it's a signal to the enemy that breakthrough is on the way, that his intimate defeat is at hand. The word portent means a sign or a warning that something momentous is likely to happen. And when we shout the high praises of God, family, God promises he will go to war against our enemies. The shout of praise announces to the enemy something momentous is about to take place. Amen, family. The shout of praise announces to the enemy that something great is about to happen. In verse 9, it says, praise-filled warriors will enforce the judgment doom decreed against their enemies. This is the glorious honor he gives to his godly lovers. Do you know that this is an honor that we have, that as we give a shout of praise to God, that God goes to work against our enemy, that he fights our battles? This is an honor that God has given us. We have this mighty weapon, the shout of praise. Amen. And maybe you're facing an enemy today, maybe an enemy of sickness. Instead of being, you know, discouraged and complaining, you need to shout, God, I praise you because I know you're still on the throne. I know that you are my healer. I know you're protecting me from every disease. Let me tell you, when you let out those shouts, God goes to war against that sickness. Maybe you're facing an enemy of addiction. Instead of saying, oh, I don't think I'm ever going to break this addiction, I'm just not disciplined enough. No, you need to be shouting, God, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Those high praises coming out your mouth, that's what causes God to go to war against that enemy of addiction. Amen. You know, I heard Joel Osteen tell the story how that when Lakewood Church, they were trying to buy the Compact Center, which is, of course, where they are today, but it used to be owned by the basketball team, the Houston Rockets. That was where they played their games. And so when Lakewood Church, they were trying to buy the Compact Center, but this huge company filed a lawsuit against them because they were trying to stop them. They didn't think that a church should have that building. They wanted someone else. And this was a big corporation with a whole team of lawyers. And so Joel Osteen, he had to go through this whole legal process and all these different legal meetings. And finally, when he got down to the final meeting, and this was where they were going to have the outcome was going to be determined. And he said he sat in his car in the parking lot at 6 a.m. in the morning before he was going to go into the meeting. And he just started shouting praises unto God, sitting in his car. He said, if people saw him, they must have thought he was crazy, because he was shouting, Lord, I want to praise you in advance for giving me the victory. I want to praise you, Lord. I thank you. It's already done. I want to shout with a voice of triumph. And he sat in his car, shouting praises unto God, shouting the high praises of God. He must have looked a bit foolish because he hadn't won the victory yet, and he's shouting praises unto God. He was still in the middle of the battle. But family, this is what faith is all about. You can't wait to shout after the victory. You've got to learn to shout before you see the victory, because the shout is what causes God to fight your battles for you. Amen. When he got into that meeting, he said it was amazing because the other side, their legal team, they became at odds with one another. They started arguing among themselves. In fact, their lead attorney, he got so upset that he left the building. And what had been dragging on for 3 years suddenly was totally turned around and resolved in his favor. Everything was restored to him. They got everything that they were asking for. And, of course, they're in the Compact Center today. Let me tell you, when you shout the high praises of God, God goes to war for you against your enemies. Amen. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 6 tells us, the wicked always have a trap laid for others, but the lovers of God escape as they sing and shout in joyous triumph. As we give God as a shout of praise, the Bible says that He will deliver us and we will escape with those shouts of triumph. When you find yourself in that situation where you feel like you're trapped and it looks like there's no way out, maybe in your health, or maybe in your finances, or maybe a legal situation. Let me tell you, that's not the time to get down and discouraged and start complaining. You got a secret weapon. You got to start shouting for joy. You got to start shouting praise unto God. When you are driving to work in the car by yourself, Lord, I want to just praise you today. I want to thank you that you are my deliverer. I want to thank you that you are my provider. You are my healer. If God is for me, then who can be against me? And you just begin to shout praises unto God. When He hears those shouts, let me tell you, He goes to work arranging your escape, moving the wrong people out the way, opening the right doors, showering His favor down upon you when He hears those shouts of praise. And I know some people kind of think we're kind of loud here to send church, and they wonder why, you know, do you get excited in your services? Why do you cheer at the end of the song? And why does it seem like it's a concert or a celebration or like I'm at a ball game? Let me tell you, it's because we understand this principle. We know that when we shout praise, supernatural things take place, family. New doors begin to open and favor is released and breakthroughs are come. And God fights our battles as we give Him a shout of praise. Someone says, well, Pastor Steve, you know, I'm just more quiet. I'm just more reserved. I'm just a little more, I'm kind of dignified. This is a little bit far out, you know. It's a little bit overboard, a little bit radical for me. Let me tell you right now, yeah, I don't know what you're going to do when you get to heaven, honey, because if you think we shout loud here, you wait till you get into heaven. You ain't seen nothing yet. What's amazing to me is the people that say that, you take those same people to the ball game, and let's say their championship, their team's in the Super Bowl or some kind of championship, and you'll see those same people, those quiet, reserved, dignified people up on their feet, pumping their fists, yelling at the top of their lungs, acting all crazy, or watch them at their kids' sport game, or even worse, their grandkids' sport game. Let me tell you right now, we all are a little radical about something, and I made up my mind that I'm going to be radical about my God, and I'm going to let His praise come out of my mouth, and I'm going to shout praises unto God. Amen? Because I know when I shout to the Lord, things happen. New doors open. Barriers come down. Healing is released. God is fighting my battles. The shout is what seals the deal. You know, I love the story of Joshua. He and the children of Israel were on their way into the promised land, and their first city is Jericho. Right in their path of going into the promised land was this huge obstacle, the city of Jericho. The Bible tells us the city of Jericho had these huge walls all around it. The walls were so big and so thick, they would race chariots on top of the walls. It stood between them and their promised land. Let me tell you, between you and your destiny, there'll always be a Jericho. Something you can't go around it. There's no other route. You either got to defeat it or it's going to defeat you. God told Joshua, what did He tell them? I want you to walk around the city once a day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to march around it 7 times. And God told them, I want you to be absolutely quiet. I don't want you to say anything. No talking, no complaining. Absolute silence. God didn't want them speaking unbelief. God didn't want them walking around the wall saying, I don't know why we're walking around these walls. And look at the size of them. They're never going to come down. This is just a waste of time. He told them, be quiet. Let me tell you, if you can't be positive, you got to be quiet. On the seventh time around, on the seventh day, God told them to let out a shout of praise. And as they shouted out, the impossible happened. Those huge fortified walls began to shake, and they came tumbling right down straight into the ground. You know, we went over we saw Jericho when we went to Israel in May, and we went to the city of Jericho, and they have the remains. And the thing that's amazing of the walls of Jericho, they fell straight down into the ground. The Bible says in Joshua 6, verse 20, it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout. that the wall fell down flat. And then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took that city. They took the city of Jericho. Let me tell you, the shout is what sealed the deal. They could have marched silently around those walls for weeks, showing God how faithful that they were. But nothing would have happened without the shout, family. Without the shout, those walls wouldn't have come down. And could it be there are still walls up in your life because you've missed the shout? You've prayed and you've believed and you've stood on God's word. Now it's time for you to give God a shout of praise. It's time for you to give God a shout. God is saying you're coming into your seventh day. You're about to enter your seventh lap. It's the victory lap. You've been faithful and you've developed your character. It's time to come into your promised land, family. And I believe in these days, that these coming days, that as you have the high praises of God coming out of your mouth, you're going to start seeing walls coming down, bondages broken, supernatural doors open, enemies going to be defeated in your life, chains of addiction are going to be broken. Limitations are going to be canceled. Increase is going to come in extraordinary ways in your life because you gave God a shout of praise. I want you to imagine you're on the seventh day and you're about to walk the seventh lap, the victory lap. And God is saying to you today, family, it's time to rise to a new level. It's time to see favor in a new way. It's time to go beyond the barriers of the past. It's time for divine connections. It's time for supernatural breakthroughs. Can you say amen, somebody? Why don't we just take a few seconds and seal the deal? Come on, give everybody, give God a shout of praise. Give God a shout. Give Him a shout. Hallelujah. Give Him a shout of praise. Thank you, Lord, that it is done. In the name of Jesus, we give you a shout of praise today. Let me tell you why we're shouting. Because we know the walls are coming down. We know somebody's child's coming back home. We know somebody's marriage is being restored. We know somebody, that business deal, it's about to take off. You're about to meet the man of your dreams. You're about to meet the woman of your dreams. You're about to see your health restored. You're about to make it into your promised land. The shout is what releases God's favor. Amen. Some of you, you marched around your walls 422 times already. You're wondering, when is God going to do something about this? But God is waiting on you for the shout. You don't need to march another time, family. You need to start declaring God's goodness in a greater way. Every morning, imagine you're on the seventh lap. You're about to enter into the seventh victory lap, and you need to dare to vocalize it. Lord, I want to bless you today. I want to praise you today, Lord, for giving me the victory today. Thank you that every wall is coming down. Every limitation is being broken in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, those shouts, not only do they allow God to bring victory, but you're announcing to the enemy, it's my time. Sickness, you cannot stay. I will not live a depressed, defeated life. I will not be bound by these addictions. I'm coming in to my promised land. You know, there's a cleaning product in the U.S. It's called Shout. You're familiar with that cleaning product? And it's a stain remover. If you get something on your shirt, you spray it on and it helps remove the stain, right? And any of you back in the 70s can remember, they had a TV commercial, and it showed a little boy playing baseball, and he slides into home base, and there's the mom. And they ask the mom, the announcer says, "What would you do if your son stole home base and most of the dirt around it?" And she says, "I'll shout it out." And then they show the dad, he's working on his car, he's got grease all over him, he gets some grease on his shirt. The announcer asks the mom, "What are you going to do for a really tough stain like motor oil?" She gets the bottle and she says, "I'm not worried. I'm going to shout it out." You ever seen that commercial? Let me tell you, there's some truth to that statement. Because when we face barriers and problems in our life, when the financial situation looks impossible, when the medical report says no way, when you encounter Jericho on your way to the promised land, instead of getting discouraged, thinking about how big and how strong the walls are, We need to do the same as the lady in the TV commercial and say, I know a secret. I can shout it out. I'm going to kick my praise into a new gear, and I'm going to give God some praise. I'm going to shout this out. Amen. What do you do if you get a bad medical report? You shout it out. You declare God's goodness in a greater way. What are you going to do when you get overlooked for that promotion? You shout it out. Amen. I'm not working unto man. I'm working unto God. Lord, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to praise you. Promotion doesn't come from the north, the south, the east, the west. Promotion comes from God. I'm going to give God a shout of praise. Amen. That's what it says in Psalm 59. David tells about his enemies. They're trying to destroy him. And in verse 1, he says, rescue me from my enemies, O God. Protect me from those who've come to destroy me. And he goes on later in the chapter to talk about how his enemies come against him like vicious dogs trying to destroy him. But he ends it by saying in verse 16, But as for me, I will sing about your power, and I will shout with joy each morning. My enemies have come against me. They're trying to destroy me. They're like vicious dogs. But as for me, I will sing and shout praise every morning, each and every day. Let me tell you, in your times of difficulty, you're not supposed to get discouraged and go around complaining and talking about your problems. If you want to activate the power of God in your life, you're going to do like David, and you're going to learn to shout for joy even when it looks bad all around you. Just lift your hands up to heaven and just declare, shout, God, I bless you today. I know you're still on the throne, and I say Hosanna in the highest. Amen. If you have some kind of setback in your life, in the natural, we want to get discouraged. Self-pity will try and set in. That's when you've got to dig your heels in and say, no, I'm going to offer my God a sacrifice of praise. Do you know what a sacrifice of praise is? It's praising God when you don't feel like praising God. It says in Psalm 27, verse 6, I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me, and at his sanctuary I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Let me tell you, at God's sanctuary, what are we supposed to do when we come into this place? We're supposed to offer to God sacrifices of praise and joy and shout. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. It doesn't matter what happened this week. It doesn't matter that there was a time change and I lost out on an extra hour of sleep. I'm going to offer a sacrifice and shouts of praise unto my God, no matter how I feel, no matter how it looks. Can you say amen, somebody? I'm not saying this is some kind of magic formula. You shout one time and everything goes away. But let me tell you, what I am saying is, if you'll learn to magnify God instead of magnifying your problems, not only will you enjoy your life so much more, but this is what allows God to turn those negative situations around at the right time, on your seventh day, on your seventh lap. The shout is what helps to bring the walls down. Can you say amen? In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat, he received word that three armies had joined forces together, and they were coming to destroy the people of Judah. And the people of Judah were greatly outnumbered, like 20 to 1. King Jehoshaphat didn't know what he's going to do, so they got down and prayed. And the word of the Lord came to them in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. And the Lord said, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed because of this great number, for the battle is not yours, the battle is God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you today. Let me tell you, when they heard that, they did something very important. It was one of the keys to seeing the promise of God fulfilled right in the middle of that trouble, surrounded by these enemies. In the natural, looked like there was no way out. What did they do? Did they get depressed? Did they run and hide? Did they complain? No, the Bible says in verse 19, then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. They stood up with a very loud shout. And the Message Bible says they praised God at the top of their lungs. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out to the wilderness of Tekoa, and on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped And he said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm and believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. And the Bible says, after consulting with the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army. And they were singing to the Lord, and they were praising him for his holy splendor. And this is what they sang. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Don't you know it looked foolish that they were celebrating like they already won the victory, but they were still surrounded by these powerful enemies. Nothing had changed. I'm sure some of the people on the outside that were looking in on this, they must have thought to themselves, these people are crazy, man. Why are they shouting? Why are they celebrating? Don't they know they're about to be wiped out? But what they didn't know is the shout is what activates God's power, and the shout is what brings confusion to the enemy, and the shout is what releases God's favor, and the shout is what helps to bring God's deliverance in your life. Amen. It's the same way today when people see us singing and shouting and celebrating God's goodness, and they think, man, what's wrong with those people that are saying church? Haven't they read the news lately? Haven't they heard about the coronavirus lately? Didn't they see the stock market fall? Didn't they hear about the this happened and that happened? They're acting like they're going to prosper in spite of what's going on. They're acting like they're going to get well in spite of the medical report. Let me tell you, most people, they only shout after the victory, but we got to learn how to shout before you see the victory. You got to learn to give God a shout of praise when you're surrounded and it looks outnumbered and it looks impossible and there's no way out. That's when you got to give God a shout of praise, family. The Bible says in verse 22, as soon as they started shouting, as soon as they started praising, God set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir as they were attacking Judah, and they all ended up dead. The Bible says that the Ammonites and the Moabites, they mistakenly attacked those from Mount Seir, and they massacred them. And then further confused, they went at each other, and they all ended up killed. They killed each other. The enemy wiped out each other, while the people of Judah just stood and watched them killing each other. And let me tell you, family, as soon as they started shouting praise, something great happened. It didn't say as soon as they prayed, as soon as they believed, as soon as they started fighting. No, as soon as they began to shout praise, that was the catalyst. The shout was the catalyst. As soon as they started shouting, God sent confusion on their enemies. And their enemies began to fight each other and killing each other. And the Bible says not a single one of the enemy escaped. Not one of them escaped today. Now, I realize when we pray, things happen. And when we stay faithful, things happen. And when we give, things happen. But when we lift up a shout of praise, when we vocalize our thanksgiving, when we bless the Lord with all our hearts, with all my soul, with all that is within me, those shouts cause God to release his power in a supersized way, man. The turbo boosters kick in, family, when you begin to give God shouts of praise. I don't know about you, but I need God's favor supersized in my life. I want God's blessings, God's wisdom, God's direction. I want it in extraordinary ways in my life. How about you? And I've learned that shouts of praise, they are like power boosters that thrust you to a whole new level. It's interesting to me, in the Old Testament, God often used the phrase, be of good courage. He said to Joshua, be of good courage. But in the New Testament, in most translations, you never read be of good courage. God changed the phrasing. You know what he says now? Be of good cheer. I said, be of good cheer. Isn't that right? Like in Acts 23, verse 11. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer. Paul, as you've testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome. He said, be of good cheer. Now, cheer is an action word. It's something we have to do. In fact, I went and looked up the word cheer I Googled it, the word cheer. And you know what it means? I Googled the word cheer. You know the first thing came up? Shout for joy. First thing came up, shout for joy. Or shout in praise or encouragement. How many of you know when you go to a ball game and you see the cheerleaders? How many of you know they're not quiet? You ever seen a cheerleader? Come on now. Come on now. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. V-I-C. Come on. No, they're very loud. They're very vocal. They're always shouting. They're always cheering their team on. Even if their team's behind 40 to nothing, man, there's no possible way they can win. They're still on the sidelines shouting at the top of their lungs, victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, V-I-C-T-O-R, come on, victory. I've never heard cheerleaders shouting, L-O-S-E-R-S, L-O-S, loser, loser, that's our cry. Let me tell you, no matter how bad it gets, doesn't matter how much their team is losing, they keep on shouting the victory. Isn't that right? That's what it means to be of good cheer, family. Be like that cheerleader. It doesn't matter if the medical report says I got 3 months to live. It doesn't matter if it looks impossible for you to ever get out of debt. It doesn't matter if all the odds are against you. If every door seems to have closed, that's when you're going to dig your heels in and you've got to declare it by faith, family. V-I-C. T-O-R-Y, Father, I thank you that I have the victory. I praise and I shout unto you with a voice of triumph, with a voice of victory, Lord. Let me tell you, soon as you start shouting, just like God did for the people of Judah in the unseen realm, things begin to change. Things begin to happen. Things begin to turn in your favor. I know right now some of you are in the midst of difficulty. You feel like Jehoshaphat. You're surrounded by trouble. Looks like there's no way out. Or maybe like Joshua, you got a big obstacle. You got a big barrier. It's right in your path. Let me tell you, God is saying to us what he said to them. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord. Say, the battle's not mine. Say, the battle is the Lord. Say, when I give God a shout of praise, he goes to war for me. So you got to do your part. You got to activate God's power through your shouts of praise. That's what I want you to get out of this today. And it's one thing to shout by yourself in your car or in your shower, and that's good. You should do that. But let me tell you, when we come together and we let out a corporate shout, that intensifies God's power. All the forces of darkness have to run and hide when we come together and we lift up a shout of praise. Let me tell you, the enemy begins to shake. Demons begin to tremble. Walls begin to come down with a shout of praise. Do you know there's 7 Hebrew words used for the word praise in the Old Testament? 7 different Hebrew words. And the word that is used more than all of the others, in fact, this one word is used more than all the other 6 words combined. And it is the word Hallel, H-A-L-A-L. And the word Hallel means to boast, to rave, to celebrate, to praise God with such an explosion of enthusiasm that other people think you're foolish. If you give God praise with such enthusiasm that people look at you and say, he's making a fool of himself, you're doing it right. Then you know you're doing it right. Let me tell you, we are going to shout praise to God that is going to reverberate down into the unseen realm. And let me tell you what's going to happen as we shout. I want you to get this down in your spirit today. I want you to see it through your eyes of faith today. Walls are going to come down. Bondages are going to be broken. Healing is going to be released. Depression is going to go. Chains are going to be destroyed. Relationships are going to be restored. Let me tell you, negative situations are going to turn around for you. Enemies are going to be defeated. Favor is going to be poured out. Something is about to break loose in the unseen realm as we let out shouts of praise unto God. Let me tell you, God takes note of that. We are going to give God a shout of praise today. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Ask your neighbor, are you ready? I want to ask the band to come back on the stage, the band to come back on the platform, if you would. Would you do that for me? As the band are taking their positions, I want to share a couple of extra scriptures with you. I've got a few scriptures I want to quote. Will you listen to these scriptures? Listen to these scriptures. Psalm chapter 3, verse 4. It says, with all my might, I shout up to God. His answers thunder from his holy mountain. In Psalm 9, verse 2, I will jump for joy and shout in triumph as I sing your song and make music for the Most High God. Psalm 21, verse 1, how the king rejoices in your strength, O Lord. He shouts with joy because you give him victory. David said, I shout with joy because God gives me victory. Psalm 9, verse, what am I up to now? I lost my spot. Am I on Psalm 22, verse 3? Is that where I am? It says, you are holy. Psalm 22, verse 3. Go to that for me, please. You are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Now, that's the scripture we've heard before. But listen to this from the Passion. I love it. It says, you are God enthroned, surrounded with songs, living among the shouts of praise from your princely people. Do you know that God lives in our shouts of praise? God inhabits our shouts of praise. Psalm 32, verse 11, celebrate the goodness of God. He shows this kindness to everyone who is his. So go ahead, shout for joy, all you upright ones who want to please God. You want to please God today? Give him some shouts of praise. You want to please God today? Shout and praise with all that you got. That gives him, that pleases him. Psalm 33, verse 1, it's time to sing and shout for joy. Go ahead, all you redeemed ones, do it. Praise him with all you have, for praise looks lovely on the lips of God's lovers. Play the guitar as you lift up your praises loaded with thanksgiving. Sing and make joyous music with all you've got inside. It says, compose new melodies that release new praises to the Lord. Play his praises on instruments with the anointing and skill that he gives you. Sing and shout with passion. Make a spectacular sound of joy to the Lord. Psalm 35, verse 18. I will praise you wherever I go, and whenever everyone gathers for worship, I will lift up your praise with a shout in front of the largest crowd I can find. I'm going to find the largest crowd I can, and I'm going to give a shout of praise unto God right in front of them. Psalm 45, verse 5, God arises with the ear-splitting shout of his people. God goes up with a trumpet blast. Psalm 47, verse 5, God has ascended amid shouts of joy. That means when you begin to give God shouts of praise, God goes up. God comes in. God's presence comes into the place. Psalm 66, verse 1, everyone, everywhere, lift up your joyful shout to God. Psalm 71, verse 23, I will shout and sing your praises for redeeming me. How many of you are glad that God has redeemed you? I'm going to give him praise because he's redeemed me. Psalm 89, verse 15, oh Lord, how blessed are the people who experience the shout of worship, for they walk in the radiance of your presence. Do you know how you walk in the presence of God? By giving him shouts of praise. That's what the scripture says. Psalm 92, verse 4, no wonder I'm so glad. I can't keep it in, Lord. I'm shouting with glee of all you've done, for all you've done for me. I'm giving you praise today. Psalm 95, verse number 1, come, let's shout praises to God. Raise the roof for the rock who saved us. Let's march into his presence, singing praises, lifting the rafters with our hymns. Let me read that from the Passion. It says, come on, everyone, let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout our loudest praises to our God who saved us. It goes on, it says, everyone, come meet his face with a thankful heart. Don't hold back your praises. Make him great by your shouts of joy. Don't hold back. Psalm 98, verse 4. Go ahead, everyone. Shout out praises with joy. Break out of the box and let loose with the most joyous shouts of praise. Break out of the box and let loose with the most joyful shouts of praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise because you deserve it. I give you praise. Ready? I give you praise. I give you praise for you deserve it. But the wrong words. Wrong words. Wrong words. I give you praise because you deserve it. I give you praise for what you've done. I give you praise for you are able. I give you praise till I overcome. I give you praise when the sun is shining. I give you praise in the dark of night. I give you praise when the battle rages. I give you praise when it works out right. King is among us. God is here in our praises. The shout of the King is among us. Thank you, Lord, that every promise in my life will come to pass.
Before my dying day,
I will see every promise come to pass in my life, in my business, in my children, in my grandchildren, in my ministry. I will see everything come to pass in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah!
The shout of the King is among us.
Now, you know, praise the Lord. The thing about, don't ever turn me off. Don't ever turn me off. Leave me on, I'll turn me off. You leave me on, always. Now, here's the thing about the shout of praise. It's not just something you do on Sunday. This is every day, man. In fact, some of you, the reason why you find this hard to praise God is because the only time you ever give Him praise is on Sunday. If you start praising God every day, let me tell you, when you come in here on Sunday, man, you should be ready to go. You should be ready to go. We shouldn't have to be grinding you up. Come on, monkey, sing, monkey. Come on. We shouldn't be having to stir you up. You should come in here stirred up already, giving God praise throughout the week. Let me tell you, we listen to worship and praise all throughout the week. I'm not saying, you know, I never listen to any other music. I do, but I listen to praise every day and give God praise every day and give God shout every day. And doesn't matter what I'm facing, I'm going to give a shout of praise, man. I've seen walls come down. I've seen enemies defeated. I've seen when it looked like it was over for me. It looked like there's no way out. As I've given God praise, man, I've seen miracles happen. And God is still in the miracle working business. He's still in the wall bringing down business. He's still in the enemy defeating business. He's still in the healing business. He's still a miracle worker. And miracles happen when you give praise and when you shout praise. And I want to encourage you. I want us to be known as a praising church. I want us to be known as a worshiping church. Amen. I really do. And this is something that when you come in on a Sunday, man, number one, get here when we start worship. Get here when we start. And then give it all you got, man, from the beginning. Doesn't matter how you feel. My feelings have nothing in the world to do with what happens to me on a Sunday. Got nothing to do with me. My body says, I don't feel like going to church. Too bad. You ain't the boss. I'm the boss. We going. I don't feel like singing. Too bad. You ain't the boss. I'm the boss. I will bless the Lord and I will give Him praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. It's time. And I put my feelings aside. I want to encourage you, man. You'll get so much more out of life and so much more. God will do so much more for you because He delights in the praise. You know, the Bible says Paul and Silas, man. Paul and Silas were in prison. They'd been arrested. They'd been beaten. They'd been beaten with rods. They were in the dungeon. Their feet were in stocks. But at the midnight hour, the prisoners were listening as they sang praise to God. All the prison was listening to them. The Bible says they couldn't believe what they were hearing because Paul and Silas were singing so loud that everybody heard them. And all of a sudden, the prison walls began to shake. And all there was an earthquake. And all the prison doors flew open. And everybody's chains, every prisoner's chains fell off. And every prison door flew open because Paul and Silas were shouting praises unto God in the midnight hour from the dungeon. Let me tell you, you're going to learn how to shout praise. I don't care if it's the midnight hour. I don't care if you're in the dungeon. I don't care if it looks like you're surrounded by enemies. Our God has given us a mighty weapon. When you begin to shout praises, He goes to war. He fights your battles and He delivers you. Can you say amen, somebody? Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Give Him a shout. Give Him a shout. Clap your hands. Say, Jesus, hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Lord, we want to thank You today. We want to thank You, Father, that we can give You a shout of praise no matter what we face because we know whose we are. We know who You are. We magnify You, Lord. We don't magnify the problem. We magnify You because You are bigger than any problem, Father. We thank You that You're our deliverer. We thank You that You're our protector. We thank You that we do not have to fear, Lord, that we trust You and we praise You. We praise You, Father. We offer that sacrifice of praise. And I thank You, Lord, for breakthroughs. I thank You, Lord, absolutely, as You spoke through Pastor Jill today. I thank You that something is happening. What was the word that You used? Acceleration, acceleration in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say this, say from today, I am going to shout praise like I never have before in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, I don't know about you, I'm glad I came today. I'm glad I got myself out of that bed. How about you? Praise God. As you go home today, let me just mention to you, if you can have those Easter things ready for me. This Easter, we are going to have Good Friday service, April the 10th, Good Friday. We're going to have 7 p.m. We're going to have a Good Friday service. Do we have that? Good Friday, there we are, April 10th. And then on Sunday the 12th, we're going to have Resurrection Sunday. We're going to celebrate the greatest sacrifice that anybody ever made for you. Jesus laid down his life while we were still enemies of God, while we were still sinners. The Bible says greater love has no man. On Good Friday, we celebrate the awesome sacrifice Jesus made. And then on Sunday, we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. I'm telling you about it now because I want you to think about who you're going to invite. I'm believing God. We're going to have our biggest Easter we have ever had before. In the name of Jesus, I believe that Friday night, Sunday morning, going to be totally packed out. I believe we're going to see a lot of people get saved this Easter. What do you say? Amen. Say, I'm bringing somebody. Say it right now. I'm bringing somebody. Tell your neighbor, I'm bringing somebody. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Huh? Good idea. Stand up for me. I nearly forgot. Stand up with me. I nearly forgot. My wife reminded me. But bow your heads as we close in prayer. Just bow your head. Lord, we thank you today that we can shout for joy because we know the God who is on our side. We know, Lord, the God who has redeemed us. And we just give you praise in advance for everything you're going to do in Jesus' name. While you have your head bowed, we never like to close the service without giving an opportunity for people to make sure that all is right, all is well between you and God. I want to ask you a question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure that you'd go to heaven? You're absolutely certain? Or would you have to be honest and say, Pastor Steve, I'm not sure. I'd hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church. Listen, I'm not asking you if you belong to a church. I'm not even asking you if you believe in God. What I'm asking is if you died today, are you sure of where you'd spend eternity? Because let me tell you the good news is there is a heaven to gain. And there is a hell to shun. You can walk out of here today knowing that all is right, all is well between you and God, that every mistake you've ever made is forgiven and it's washed away. And you can walk out of here knowing for sure that when you die, heaven is where you'll spend all of eternity. I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to stand, to come out. But right where you are, if you say, Pastor Steve, include me in that prayer that you're about to pray. I pray for me. I want to make sure that all is right, all is well between me and the Lord. And I want to be sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. If that's you, quickly, won't you just lift your hand up high right now? I'm looking for hands. Just slip it up. Say, here's my hand. Pray for me. If your hand is raised, you're included in this prayer this morning. All right. Praise God. All right. We'll turn to someone. Tell them, I'm glad you're here today. Tell them you're going to have a great week this week. We'll see you next Sunday. Shout to the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.